Welcome to the Holistic Horse Podcast. My name is Kira Burns. So I thought today that I would talk about where some of our training issues come from in horses and what we can actually do about them. So I currently have two horses with me, both off the track horses who are with me for some schooling for an organization. And one of them has come to me because he was diagnosed with kissing spine, although he was asymptomatic, and so they wanted to check that he was going to remain asymptomatic with training. The other one has had a couple of, maybe not soundness issues, but he's just come up sore a couple of times in his work, and so again trying to get him back into work and also minimize that soreness. So the interesting part for me is that working with both of these horses is that the one that's come up sore a couple of times in particular, but both of them a little bit. So the one that's come up sore a couple of times, he barges a little bit into my space, just, you know, leading him, feeding, doing all those sorts of things. It's like he just kind of walks into you and doesn't really seem to realize that he's doing it. And he did it with the other horse as well. And then when it came to riding, it's like he was a bit on the forehand. He struggles a little bit one way compared to the other. He trips a little bit. He's a bit heavy in the hand. He's not so great at his downward transitions. And I say all of this and it makes it sound very negative, and it's really not, because I'm actually getting to a point. And the other one is a little the same, just not to quite the same extent. And it's really interesting, I think, because, you know, as a rider, as a trainer, and certainly, you know, even 5 years ago, but certainly if I'm talking 10 years ago or 15 years ago, you know, I would have really tried to solve this by setting really strong boundaries on the ground, and then when riding, you know, working at getting him off my inside leg and getting him off my hand and doing all that sort of training. And I still do to a certain extent, but I would have seen it as a training issue. And the more I do and the more I learn, the more I see it as a balance issue and a body awareness issue. And so what I'm learning more and more and more is that just like humans, there are horses, and there's actually a lot of horses, who aren't necessarily super aware of where their body is in space. And what I mean by that is, in this horse's case, when it's on the ground, he's actually not super aware of where he ends and I begin. And so he overestimates or underestimates his size. He, you know, I always think of those little stickers on your mirror of your car that say objects may be closer than they appear. And I always kind of think of that, because I think sometimes that's the case with horses, is that, you know, things are either closer or further away than they necessarily appear to the horse. And so I've been working primarily with these two horses on that, on body awareness, and then also on balance. And so what I see now, which I probably wouldn't have seen earlier in my career, is that this particular horse that I'm talking about, A, that he's not super body aware. He's not actually, he doesn't realize he's walked into my personal space, because he's not actually really sure where he is in relation to other things. And the other one is that really it's where his balance is. So in his particular case, he's really balancing off the base of his neck. And what that means is that, of course, he's on the forehand, because he's trying to keep his center of gravity and his balance at the base of his neck, which is so far forward. Of course, he can't shift his weight back. Of course, he then has to lean on the reins and, you know, struggles through his downward transition, because it would be the same as, you know, if I put a really heavy backpack on the front of you and went, okay, you know, now run, okay, now stop. What's going to happen when you go to stop is you're going to get pulled forward by the weight of that backpack. It's going to be really hard for you to stop. It's also going to be really hard for you to lean back. And so we kind of wonder why these horses do this. And the truth is that it's just where their balance is. And so, you know, so often for those horses, as the majority of them do, struggle, say, to go right. So they tend to fall in on the right with their head turned left. And it's just that their center of gravity is weighted more over that right shoulder than over the left shoulder. So rather than it being straight down the middle where their spine is, it's actually off to one side. And so, yes, they are constantly leaning one way and falling one way. And the same thing when their center of gravity is a long way forward, they're constantly kind of falling forward, which is very much the feeling that this particular horse has. And so for me now, rather than trying to address this with training and with riding, which you certainly can do, but I've just found that it's the slower, harder, more aggravating way of getting there. So rather than trying to address it with the training and with the riding, I'm now doing more of the actual balance and the proprioceptive work. And so proprioception is just a long word to say knowing where your body is in space. And the example that I usually give for this is that you can put your hand behind your head and wave it around, and you know where your hand is even though you can't see it. And so that's proprioception. So it's knowing where the horse's body is in space. And so I do that with some groundwork. And by groundwork, no, I do not mean lunging and flapping a flag at them or something like that. I mean groundwork more like the Tellington Touch work. So doing the labyrinth exercise from Tellington Touch, doing some touches of their leg and of their body, and generally just helping their nervous system really tune into their body and tune into where their body actually is. I mean doing some leading over uneven terrain and asking the horse to really think about their foot placement. I do also do poles, but I don't actually introduce that as early as you might think, just because I think it's more challenging than we necessarily recognize. And certainly the way that I, again, try and explain it to people is that if you had, you know, if you've ever sat on your foot or sat on your leg and it's gone a bit numb, and if I then asked you to walk over poles, that would actually be really difficult. And I'm not saying that the horses are numb to that extent, but you get the idea of why it's actually more difficult than we think. If you're not super aware of where your body is, walking over poles is actually really challenging. And they have four legs, not two. So, you know, multiply how challenging that is, along with all the other physiological differences that they have. I also really like the Tellington Touch wraps. I also do a bit of the other work that I've learned through a couple of the other modalities. But my point is that the things that look like nothing, the things that look like just standing in the paddock with the horse and doing very, very little, actually are having huge improvements when I then go to ride them and when I then go to work with them. It changes their entire balance, which then also helps them not only, you know, get off my hands and be straighter, but it also helps them be more confident. It helps them be more settled because I'm not constantly trying to throw them into new balance or different balance. It means that he's softer in the contact. And is it a super fast process? No, but in my experience, it's faster than training him out of it. And it means that he's not then just compensating in a different way. He's actually learning a whole new way of being and a whole new way of going and of moving and all of those things. So that's my thought for today. Is there any chance that the struggles you're having with your training is not a training issue, but a balance issue? And I think so often that's going to be the case. And that's also, I'm going to add here, I believe that's also the case when it comes to floating issues and loading them onto a float and loading them onto a truck. Because if you think of being a horse and loading onto a float, and if you are someone where you know you have vertigo or your balance just isn't very good, and you're going to go and stand in a loud box that you know is going to move, it's in a confined space, you can't control how it moves, you can't anticipate how it's going to move, and you know that your balance isn't very good, you can kind of see why you'd be unwilling and very wary about getting on. You can see why you might not want to go in there. And so I think so often the troubles that we're having actually stem from a lack of balance and a lack of body awareness. and can be fixed by a lack of, by improving the balance and by improving the body awareness without it having to be this long, drawn out, really difficult, really, you know, we talk about resistance. It's like, what if resistance is literally just them essentially falling forward and all we're doing is holding them up and then we tell them that they're naughty for doing that when they literally can't help it. And so for me, it's just, it's more harmonious. It's easier. It's simpler. It's less energy. It takes less muscular effort. It takes less mental effort. It's just easier. So yeah, I invite you to think about where your training issue may actually be a balance issue and whether there's a way you can help your horse through that without having to make it a big argument or a big training ordeal or lots of resistance or lots of energy going into that, where actually it might just be easy and we can just make it easy. So that's the invitation for today. I hope that that's given you something to think about. I hope that you might do a little bit of this work with your horses. I've mentioned a couple of things in here that you can easily look up, you know, Labyrinth and the T-Touch wraps and those sorts of things. But yeah, and if you want any more help with that, certainly please get in touch. So if you want to find me or find out more about my work, I'm at Synergy and Freedom on Facebook, Instagram, and very occasionally TikTok. Hope you have a fabulous week.